Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So, we all know his name has been coming up for some of the openings, and we'll see how it all plays out. This year, sky-high expectations. Unfortunately, their quarterback got hurt. That did not help things for them. But they, prior to that Vanderbilt game, they were in position where you win that game, you would have been sitting pretty good.
Yeah, all except the A&M game, they've been in position.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
This was the year, too, Alex, because they weren't playing a road game until October 18th, which is an unusual schedule. They didn't have to go on the road until October 18th, but I get it.
Okay, so
this was the year.
He was speaking to the media yesterday, and was talking about the college football playoff system that we have, right? It's a 12-team playoff, and all the talk is about getting into the playoff. This was on Tiger Talk, and this was Eli Drinkwitz.
And there's always something to play for. I talked about this in the SEC media days, okay? We got to get out of this. Oh, man, it's playoffs or bust. Yes, again, we're shooting for the moon. We're going to put our whole self into that. But only 12 teams make the playoffs, and we put ourselves in position in November to be there. Okay, didn't get it done. I got that. But if the season only counts for 12 football teams, and we got 127 Division I playing football teams, that math's not going to math very well. That math's not going to math very well. Okay, football is more than just the playoff potential. And again, we were there. We were there. We didn't get it done. But. You know, there's a whole heck of a lot to be proud of. There's a whole heck of a lot to play for. Again, when I took over, we didn't go to a bowl game. We had NCAA probation, all right? And ever since then, we've been going to a bowl game. And, you know, there's a lot of programs right now that would trade us spots. I had a coach text me today. Said, Coach, there's a lot of programs in the country that would trade for the number of wins your team has. And that's a perspective that most people don't have.
So that was Eli Drinkwitz on Tiger Talk. Now, let me say this. I don't think, in general, his point is incorrect. I think he's the wrong messenger. I'll get to that in a second. I think the point is correct. There are plenty of programs that would love to have, I don't know what Missouri's going to end up with. Let's say it's 9 wins. I don't know what their final win total is going to be. We'll see how they do against, obviously, Oklahoma and what they got Arkansas still on the schedule as well, Mississippi State this weekend or whatever. So I don't know what their win total is going to be. And yeah, there's plenty of programs. Heck, you guys know on the Kansas side of things with KU, you know, they're sitting on 5 wins. We'll see if they get to bowl eligibility and finish with 6. There are plenty of KU fans will be thrilled to have 9-win season. So I'm not saying he's not correct on that. But I must say, after having an 11-win season, a 10-win season, and expectations to make the college football playoff, you're in the SEC, which is brutal, but also it gives you the luxury of you don't have to win the SEC to get in the college football playoff. You don't have to finish anywhere near that at all. That if I was a fan of a program where my coach was saying that, like, it's not all just about the college football playoff, if I'm LSU, if I'm Florida, two programs that might be interested in hiring him, I don't like hearing. In fact, this makes me think he's not leaving Missouri.
It's a bad look all the way around. Then I'll say this whole excuse of get in the bowl games, that whole nonsense there. Goldear's 36 bowl games, 11 with
many.
The college football playoff. It's 47 total.
It's crazy.
But so we're looking at 52% of 136. So if you take 36 times two teams, 52% of a college football teams are in a bowl game. So just making it to a bowl game, I'm sorry, that's not good enough. I've seen two coaches fired that have played in a bowl game. So we had eight bowl games in 1980. So the excuse of just making a bowl game and trading there, no, when 52% of teams make a bowl game, that's not good enough.
When you have one of the top recruiting classes, when you've got
best portal,
pretty good NIL backing behind you, and for 2 years prior, you were a 10-11 win team. Yeah, it's normal to have the thought that you need, it's a college football playoff season or bust.
It's ridiculous in several factors, and I get it, getting to the playoffs, but that should be everybody's goal. And if I'm LSU or Florida or Penn State or anybody else, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, I'll take 10 or 11 wins. That's great. But you know what? Nebraska fired Solich for double-digit wins. It's about winning it all. Any sport you get into should be about rings. It should be about championship, getting yourself in a dance. For Missouri, they had to be pissed when they look at A&M or Ole Miss or Alabama or Georgia, these teams that are right now in the college football playoffs. They should be upset. That should be the expectation. When you're one of the top highest paid coaches in college football and you're making $10 million a year, yes, the fan base – with all the money they're ponying up, keep in mind, these teams go to fan bases all the time. Hey, can you help us? Missouri's doing a whole new end zone. Kansas mm-hmm. is doing a new facility. When you go to donors and ask for millions of dollars, and then all of a sudden you go back to them and ask for nil money to pay players, and so you're going back on all this, your expectation in fans paying you millions of dollars, donors should have the expectation that you want to win a championship because they're reaching into their pockets and their bank accounts for millions of dollars for someone that's just happy to go to a bowl game that 52% of teams make.
Where I'll defend him, I know you guys are shocked that I'm willing to defend Eli Drinkwitz because you all think that I can't look at Missouri neutrally. I can. I would say he obviously has a goal and his ultimate goal is to win a national championship. He obviously is not happy with where it looks like their season is going to
go. I don't want to. He was in the college football playoffs.
But that, I will agree. I think if they were undefeated or had one loss, he's not saying this. I agree with you there. However, I don't want to make it seem like he's now just fine with being a bowl team. He's clearly not. That's why I said he's the wrong messenger, though, because he's the coach of a program that was 3 weeks ago, that's all you were thinking was college football playoff. And now that it's probably clear that you're not making the college football playoff, now it's like, well, see, it's not that. Now, he said he has brought this up before. I think at the beginning of the clip, he said, hey, I've mentioned this before tonight. But it's not something I would ever want my coach saying is all I would get at. Like if I'm a fan or a donor, I don't want my coach saying, you know, there's more to it than just making college football playoffs.
Yeah, if he's making $9 million a year, which he is,
yep.
And your goal is not to win at all or be in that dance when you see teams like SMU and crap like that get into the college football playoffs, you should have that expectation. And I get it. Prabilla was hurt. That is a setback for them. But they're bringing out Ahmad Hardy, Zaya Trotter, Damon Wilson. I mean, they hit that portal hard, and they did a great job with it. But your expectations are the college football playoffs. Sorry, that's the game they play. And the game that play is you pay the players. Nil money, new stadiums, new facilities go up all the time. Texas Tech, with that oil money, just built a brand-new $250 million facility that are done by donors that pony up four championships as the expectation. So I just don't like that because your only goal is a college football coach. Yeah, it's about young men going to college and going to the field. That's not the way it is anymore. It's about guys getting paid to do commercials, guys getting paid from video games, guys getting paid to play the game of football. The goal is a championship, and it should be nothing else.
Yeah, but Bink, I think that because there are only 12 teams that make it, like just because you have expectations – the margins of error, especially in the SEC, is so razor thin that you can fail expectations but still have a great season. Like, I think Florida, obviously one of the openings that's available right now, they would kill to have – forget making the playoff. They would kill to have the three seasons that Missouri has had 2 years ago and this one. Florida would kill to have the seasons that Missouri's had.
But if they had that year three straight – if they did that three straight years, then by that point in time, you're expecting you to be in the college football playoffs, right?
I understand that, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad season. I think that's where we're starting – it's not college football playoff or bust where there is that line in the sand where if you don't make the playoff, it's a bad season. That's what, to me, if you're going to say college football playoff or bust, if you don't make the playoff, then it's a bad season, which I think is a load of crap for college football.
But you also,
because of the way that it's been.
I think so. You're not alone on that thinking. I think some of this, though, is those that are, and look, you and Bink are probably at the station, the two most hardcore college football people at the station. I think that's fair to say, right? And so I think some of this is like you love college football so much that like you wanted to, like you guys watch Mac football on Tuesday nights and stuff. My point is this, that what you're saying, which is like there's way more than the playoff. You guys also want it to be viewed as this grand best sport that there is on earth, and like everything's perfect about it and all this kind of stuff. And that to me is not reality though. Like the players will themselves sit out the random bowl game that's on December 23rd because it doesn't mean anything.
I think to me, but this is the thing. If you're a player though, if you want to say, I want to play for a championship contender, you're not going to Missouri. Because I didn't make the playoff. You wouldn't even go to Ole Miss.
But they could have, though, because SMU can sell that.
Clemson
can sell that. They've been.
You wouldn't go to Florida because they haven't sniffed the playoff in 3 years. You wouldn't go to Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin has never made it to a college football playoff before.
I get it, but Florida has those expectations because they have rings.
I know.
Spurrier won a ring. Urban Meyer won a couple. They have expectations because they see the other teams and they want to get to that spot.
But if you're a player and you say, I want to play for a championship title contender, and if you view the sport as college football player for bust, then you're only committing to 12 teams.
You know what? If you're going to have
You're not committing to Florida. You're not going to LSU. You know what?
If schools are going to have this attitude, don't reach the donors. Don't reach out to the donors. Say we need millions of dollars to pay our coach. We have $189 million being paid right now for buyouts for coaches. $54 million to Brian Kelly if he gets it. $49 million for James Franklin. You know where that money comes from a lot of times? The money comes from donors that end up stepping up for the school and help paying off the coach's buyout. So you pay out the buyout, then they reach out back to you, call you again to pay the new coach's salary. And oh, they call you again because they want to put clubs in the stadium. They reach out. Oh, we need to get better players at our school. They reach out to you again. So if you're selling them that are now putting in billions of dollars or millions of dollars, and you're reaching out to them saying, well, if we don't make the playoffs, we're okay. That's not what they want to hear.
But again, if you look at Penn State, I think Penn State is learning very quickly that they made the wrong decision in getting rid of James Franklin.
That's different. I don't disagree.
Because they were not happy at not beating big teams, and instead they're going to hire a coach that is worse than James Franklin is at this point.
I agree.
And probably can't win big games either. Like,
but isn't that also proof? I'm not saying it's right, but isn't that also proof that their donors also believe that for them it's playoffs or bust, it's national title or bust? That's why they fired them.
It's a new attitude, a fan. That's what they want.
But because you don't make a playoff or because you lose in the playoff, doesn't mean that you should just fire the coach because of expectations that are not handled properly.
Nobody's
when that
saying
coach
Eli
is
should
one
get
of
fired.
No, I'm with you 100% on that. Eli deserves.
Nobody's saying that's a different conversation.
I think the premise that Florida and LSU should not be interested in Coach Drinkwitz because of the comments is ridiculous. Because
if I'm a donor, I don't want that guy.
Missouri's been better than Brian Kelly has been the last two seasons. I don't understand
how. You know what? He's gone because he didn't reach those expectations.
Brian Kelly is gone because there was a locker room problem.
James Franklin went to a college football playoff last year. He went to a college football playoff and he's already gone. You know why? Because those expectations of Penn State are to win.
But having those expectations as an organization and as boosters is problematic because you're never going to. Eli Drinkwitz is a top 20 head coach in the country. You're not going to find that guy very often. Even if you're Florida and you try to go and pay somebody, who's to say that that coach is going to succeed and you're just going to keep on doing the same old circle
again?
To
me, that's a different.
You have to look at
everybody
gets a
trophy.
Florida, if you're Florida and you go 9-3 every single year, does it meet your expectations of making the playoff? No, but you're damn well in a better place than you've been in for the last 5 years or 6 years.
Yeah, so I don't disagree with
that.
I view that as almost two separate conversations. If you're saying it's out of control with the buyouts and how coaches get fired for I understand the connection, but I view it as a little bit separate. I think it's just more that acting like the fan bases should not just be happy to go to New Year's Six Bowls if you're at the level of to me where SEC program is at. You're right. Every school has different expectations. At Kansas, nobody's saying college football playoffs or bust, you know, but at some point, just making a bowl game as a 6-win team is also not good enough. At Missouri, after a 10-11 win season and back-to-back years, just going to a December 29th bowl game is no longer good enough. I understand why fans have that sentiment.
I disagree, because if you look at the SEC, I think it's more championship or bust if we go to 16 teams, legitimately.
Okay.
I was
going to ask you what the solution is.
That's fair.
Because for Missouri right now, the SEC is so good that this is the thing. They've lost, let's say A&M kicked a game-winning field goal and won. All three of their losses would have been razor-thin one-score games. That's enough for you to be pissed off at a coach because you lost three one-score games that were really close.
Drew, let me ask you this.
Somebody didn't quite come through. I think there's levels to you being ridiculous if you are mad and say it's a terrible season. If you go 9-3 and your three losses were by one possession, I think that is crazy.
The school comes to you. They want a $2 million donation. Are you going to tell them I expect playoffs, or are you just going to give it to them?
I think
they have expectations with that money.
I think coach having high expectations, which Coach Drinkwitz does.
Like, if you're not going to the playoffs, are you ponying up $2 million? So you get a bank transfer for $2 million if they can't guarantee you, hey, we want to make a playoffs.
Bink, no, then no coach would get paid anything. Then no donors would donate anything. You cannot guarantee. Alabama missed the playoff last year. You cannot guarantee anything. So when you're going and say, this is what we're trying to do, this is what we're rooting for, you got to get that buy-in from more than just we're championship or bust, because I think if you're selling championship or bust, you're selling dramatically high expectations that you are very likely to fail on.
We're talking about James Franklin won two games in the college football playoffs last year. He beat SMU and Boise State, and he's gone. You know why? They have expectations of Penn State.
Because the Big Ten is very top-heavy. Penn State last year could have... They were going to make the playoff. It was always going to be that way. This season, they kind of fell apart on them. But last year in the Big Ten, it's more top heavy. This year is kind of the same way. The SEC is so deep and so difficult that the margins of error are so thin that, to me, you finishing seventh in the SEC and going 9-3, 10-3 with a bowl win is very good given how tough the conference is. You're not going to make the playoff every year because the conference is so tough. That's why. Sorry to tell Missouri fans this. You made your bed when you went to the SEC because you wanted more money and a secure future. You probably sacrificed a shot at the playoff or an easier shot because you left the Big 12, which is an easier conference.
We're going to move on. Obviously, we'll get back to this. I would just say lastly that nobody is suggesting that Missouri is having a terrible season if they win nine games, but I think there's still a balance.
If you're saying college football playoff or bust, I think you are saying that then.
Yeah, I think it depends on what the expectation was going into the season. Like there can be some truth on both sides, right? Like you're trying to build off of the season that you had before as well. Like if Kansas, and we're almost at this point now, like if Kansas wins seven games in a row for four straight years, and then they have a top recruiting class, and going into the season, the expectation is to win the Big 12 and go to the college football playoff, and they get seven wins again. It is a bad season. It's okay to say that. You cannot, it's okay to not be complacent while also not claiming the coach should get fired. Nobody's saying Eli Drinkwitz should get fired by winning nine games. No, I don't think anybody's suggesting that at all.
Would you say that Kansas State is having a bad season?
Based on their expectations, yes, absolutely.
I think
they can tangibly get to the playoffs.
I think K-State has a bad season if they don't make a bowl game and they lose Avery Johnson. Because if they find a way to get to 8-5 and they retain Avery Johnson, they find a way to stay as good as they can be. Otherwise,
one other thing to bother me.
We'll get back to this later.
One other thing to bother me. When Eli said math doesn't math, there's 127 teams.
I don't care about that.
Well, here's the deal. If you're going to use the word math doesn't math, understand and believe there's 136 teams in FBS football, not 127. So don't say math doesn't math when there's actually 136.
We'll get back to this later. Obviously, we disagree on the expectation. I think some of this does have to do with our fandom and teams that we particularly root for. I'm talking on the pro level as well as the college level as well, and what we expect and where expectations are at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.